Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Side, welcome everybody. Open mic, the program where you don't have to have a theme or a topic. Make your own topic, your own theme. Talk about whatever you want. Keep it clean. Or we'll have to boot you off. All right. Open up the phones a little later. Inner Sight. Well, I'll tell you, I don't know about this government. You know, they seem to be spending a lot of money on everything but us. You know, where's the rest of the stimulus? I mean, they only gave us one. Isn't there supposed to be one every other month at least? For a while? You know, they put things in the news and then later on they change it. That's why you can't trust this government too much. You got to figure it out all on your own. Because they say things and then they change it. Now, I feel bad for all the business people to open up, supposedly, New York anyway, supposedly, July 1st. A lot of those people who closed down no longer have a lease. And they probably owe thousands and thousands of dollars to the landlord. So how are they going to open up? You know, maybe other individuals or companies will come along and take them over. But who knows about that? I mean, hey, how about the ones who hung in there all this time? Wow. And still have their business. Anyway, I want to thank one of the local stores here, the Paper Doll, who we were talking about setting up a donation situation for Inner Sight. Put on that. That's very local here in Sayville, New York. So I want to thank Dominique. Spoke to her the other day. And we'll keep you posted, see and how that goes. All right, Inner Sight, open mic, round the world, Big East Takeda Rescue, one of our good friends. And you want a great dog, adopt the Akita. 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, down there in southern New Jersey. All right. We thank her. Let's see. All the beautiful children of the world. Tommy, Avante, Corey, Ollie, all the others. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. Take care of the children. Watch out for them. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. So any advocates who, that is anyone who needs advocacy, can use that number and you can leave a message anytime, 24/7. I want to thank the gentleman who called today, who's moving, who's disabled. And he wanted to donate a table and chairs to Inner Sight, and I appreciate it. And I told him I don't have anyone to go pick it up, and I wouldn't know what to do with it anyway. We'd have to get somebody who needed it, and then, you know, the problem is transporting it. All right. So, but I thank the gentleman anyway. Inner Sight, so he saw us on the website. Let's see. Nobody starves on Long Island. My buddy Gary, 631-484-3085. And, you know, you need dog food, cat food, medical, give Gary a call, 484-3085 at the 631 number. All right, some of our friends, Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Turrell Law Center, Picaro's Italian Tavern, the Sunset Restaurant. They may have changed the name on that, I'm not sure. Used to be the Sunset here in Islip, New York. Some of the friends that have helped us in the past, my buddy Danny at the Islip Cleaners, we thank him. His donation, my good friend Olga Murray, Islip Town Clerk. So we got some local support here. Nice. All right, let's see. Anthony Kennedy Realty, another one. All right, Anthony. Buy a house, sell a house, or get some good info. Call Mr. Kennedy. 631-888-1186. And get some good info on real estate. All right. Check it out. Inner Sight around the world. Over 100,000 listeners. Thank you to all those. Appreciate it. This is Open Mic. And this is Open Mic tonight. Live on Inner Sight. Around the world. So let's see what else we got. Oh, don't forget, you need a civil rights lawyer, James Bahamundi, 516-783-9662, if you need any advice on civil rights. All right, let's see. Around the world, we'll get the Able News later on the Inner Sight Open Mic, and where you can call in, we open up the phones, that is. Hopefully we'll get our co-host in here, an engineer. If not, it's going to have to be a one-man open mic. All right. Coming up, let's see, tomorrow night, we're going to give you a good tip for those of you who have loved ones in a nursing home and residents of nursing homes, a good tip tomorrow night on how to not pay the nursing home your whole disability check. So Inner Sight is the only agency that has the guts to put this on a worldwide broadcast. We're going to tell it to you tomorrow night. And we'll stick by anybody who does it. It's tomorrow night's show. Thursday night show, How the Americans with Disability Act Should Be. And in that connection, I have a conference call tomorrow with my Congress representative, his aides, to set up an appointment.
Wow. I had trouble getting in, I'm sorry.
An appointment with congressmen and to discuss enforcement of the Americans with Disability Act. We're going to try to organize a press thing for the up-and-coming celebration. All right, Inner Sight. All right, Able, how about the Able News? You got the Able News?
Yeah, I do. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large, tight format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, we got the two petitions on change.org. We've amended them.
Yes.
You know, are they up there amended?
Yes. They're
right,
just
they're
waiting to be going on Facebook and be, and also go to our person who helps us with our, I don't know if you want me to mention his name. Is that okay? So.
No, it doesn't matter, but we've got to email him to our friend Bill who helps us with the website.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we'll get
them
up on the
too.
Website, and hopefully we'll get them
right.
up on the Twitter.
Yeah, that'd be easy. Twitter is the easiest, actually. I'm always putting
and,
stuff on Twitter.
Later on, we'll get them up on the YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
But now,
that'd be the easiest part.
The question on the service dog one, you know, a question that... I don't believe any other agency has ever asked or researched or looked into. You know, how many disabled moms, and this will be up on the Facebook and direct you to the petition, how many disabled moms will be denied a service dog on Mother's Day? Now, Sundays is usually graduation day at the guide dog schools. So
on
how many
Day? Huh?
Sundays?
All Sundays.
So how many moms who have, many of whom have trained with the dog? I mean, our own friend Regina went through that. She's a disabled mom.
Yeah.
You know, trained with the dog and will be denied their dog on Mother's Day.
Mm.
And then take that a step further. You know, if the woman has children.
Mm-hmm.
And she's contemplating keeping those children safer because now she has a guide dog, you know, walking with
but
the child.
But she didn't get it.
And I know about that because
yeah.
I walked with my dog many, many days with my daughters.
Mm-hmm.
So I know
yeah.
the difference.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
a big difference. When you're walking
I
with a guide dog and you have the responsibility of a child, than when you're walking with a stick.
Of course you do.
And I want to say to the...
And one isn't.
What?
One is real. One is a being, a dog, and has decisions and can make decisions. And one is a hard... non-communicative device. You know, the other is real and the one is not. That's how I think of it. You know?
And I want to direct this to every commission for the blind in this country. And we go in all the states, so.
Yes, we do.
All right. Every commission for the blind in this country who evaluates someone for a guide dog and gives them a bad report and would rather see them walk with a stick than the guide dog, you know, because a lot of those people deserve the dog. Not all of them. There are some that don't.
Yeah.
But they should still have rights.
That's right.
Even the worst blind person in the world should still have rights.
That's right.
They should have to prove it. But anyway,
That's
I wanted right. the commission for the blind give the person a bad rap and force them to walk with the stick when they've trained with the dog and should have the dog. My message to you is take the friggin' stick and stick it.
At Macy's window.
Stick it way up.
at Macy's window.
You can't get it out, you son of a bitch.
That's right. At Macy's window, 5 o'clock.
That's my message to every commissioner for the Commission for the Blind who does nothing when a blind person's denied a guide dog in every state. And they're all a part of it. None of them is doing a damn thing about it, to my knowledge. All right, open mic, inner sight, 213-816-1650, and look for our post on the Facebook about the Mother's Day and the nursing home, how you can help to solve these problems. And you know, read the petition, because we both petitions, because we've amended them. So when you go to change.org, read it.
We really worked on
it. We don't want
them.
You to sign anything you don't want to sign. We want you
to sign.
There
were questions. Yeah, there were questions that we even had that we were not satisfied with, and we re-looked at it, and we actually went step by step to actually answer the questions that we even had about it. Because we were like, but wait, we don't have this. But wait, we don't have that. And we answered them thoroughly so that when somebody does look at it, they'll know every step of each of the petitions that we have, which is two of them. One is for the guide dog.
Well, they'll learn something.
And they will.
Because most people don't know what's going on.
Exactly.
But the question on the Facebook, on the service dog thing, you know, and no one's going to be able to answer this question. I'd love
and
it if they would. How many disabled moms will be denied their dog this coming weekend?
I wish they would answer that. I really do.
Well, they got to know the answer. They got to know the amount.
Yeah.
How can you answer a question you don't have the information?
That's true.
That's one of the problems.
That is one of the problems.
If we could get that information and pass it along to a politician and say, look, 7,000 women, moms, have been denied safety.
Yeah. And children, hence. These are the number of children.
And many of them have children.
Yeah, that's right.
What are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
Now, that's something that we could throw at the
children.
News.
They know how many children. Don't give me that, Bull. Do you have children, ma'am? They have that number, too. I don't doubt that. They have children. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because social service and Social Security have all that information, and they base all of their information on Social Services information. So they have that information. To me, it's just a cop-out. I just can't understand.
If we could get that information, we could give it, we could release it to the news media.
That's right.
I'll bet they would write about it.
Oh, yes, they would.
They got to have dramatic stuff. That's what they want.
That's what they want.
And that's dramatic.
And then the next thing is how many children have, unbeknownst to them, gotten injured or even worse, have died. That's the next step. You know, that's
really...
Well,
nobody keeps track of that either. You mean
in
relation
corner,
to being denied, in relation to being denied the service dog.
Right. You know where I told you that on my corner I had to have the commission put in because they were training me? Well, they put on my corner the accessible pedestrian signal. But there's one guy who keeps having it lowered and lowered and lowered the volume. So when I approach, I can't tell which signal.
Well, that's because there's no enforcement.
Right. And it's so
annoying.
Anybody
who touches that friggin' thing should be arrested.
No,
unless they
writes
touch it
to the
to
state.
Use it.
No, he writes the state, and he says, my house is close to it. It's annoying. I don't want the loud noise. And they should just
that's because there's no enforcement.
Exactly.
They get away with it.
Right.
They're tampering with a safety thing.
No, they have the people
lower
it.
You can say the same thing about a loud truck.
Yeah.
What are you going to do about that? Are you going to stop every truck and say,
I
don't want
you? What about the horn of a loud truck when they're coming at 5 o'clock in the morning trying to, say, even empty your garbage? You're going to complain about them, too?
Or the railroad. You see
yeah,
with those
right
things,
the
there's enforcement.
Right.
So they can't get away with it.
Right.
For
but
us, there's no damn enforcement.
No, he complains specifically about the handicap light. Yeah.
Because
and
there's
I know who
no
he is.
Enforcement.
So,
that's how he
now,
gets, that's how they pull that off.
Yeah, well, the I wrote back, not wrote back, but I went to the head of the town there and I said, we can't have that. I need to be able to cross the street without it constantly being lowered because I have hearing impairment in addition to my visual impairment. I have no idea where the darn thing is. Because one is a click and one is a clank, and I can't tell the difference when it's too low.
Yeah,
so
well,
he said, okay, I'll make sure that it raises. And then maybe a couple months later, it lowers again.
Yeah, because
like
there's
really,
no enforcement.
Exactly.
The guy's doing you a friggin' favor. I don't want you to do me no damn favors.
That's
want enforcement.
Exactly. I want it
you
up.
You know, it should be you touch that thing one more time, you lower that one more time, and your ass is going to jail, and it's a $10,000 fine.
But he doesn't lower it. You know who lowers it? The
it
count,
doesn't matter.
The
there's still no enforcement.
Right.
I don't care
it's
who
the
lowers
county,
it.
Though. The county
nobody
the
should have a right
to.
Yeah,
to
that.
Touch it. Yeah.
It doesn't matter who lowers it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no law to protect us.
That's right.
So what the hell's the point of putting up the lights and then people are going to come along and say,
right.
Oh, that's too loud, and then they're going to lower it?
Yeah,
and,
lower it. And back and forth you go. It's so stupid.
That's why we need enforcement. The whole thing comes down to one word.
Do not. I'm looking like a do not trying to find the light on the corner. Which one it is. Because one is a click and one is a clank. I'm serious. That's how you could tell which. I don't think people
they
know
get
that.
Get away with it.
When you have
nobody enforces anything.
When you, have
you
two
call the cop.
Lights.
Cop's not going to do anything.
No, he isn't.
What's
he
the cop going to do?
He's just going to look
he's
at
he's got
you.
No authority.
He has no authority whatsoever. He's like,
the
I
cop
can't
should
do
have
this.
A,
you have to go. Yeah.
He
I'm
should
sorry.
Have a summons for that.
Oh, yeah, he should. Mm-hmm.
You know, should summons both the person who complains and the person who actually turned it down should be
that's
summoned.
That's right. Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's
I
how
agree.
It should be.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. You want to call in. Anybody on the line?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me get to the page. I'm having
all
trouble
right.
with today.
Hopefully we'll get Louis to call
Louis.
In tonight.
And he called in. I want to see what's going on.
All
Louis
right.
and oh, my goodness. Maureen. So who
well, let's
would
get
you
Lou.
Like first? Lou?
Let's
okay.
get Lou on the line.
Yeah.
Inner Sight.
Hey, Louie.
My buddy Lou.
Hello, surprise.
Surprise?
Hey.
Right. How you feeling?
How you doing? I miss you Friday. I had surgery on the right eye.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what happened?
Yeah, had an operation at the Syosset Hospital. Had an operation. Not the left eye, but the right eye. It'll be healing up and sooner the better. Takes time.
Sooner the better is right. So
can
what
you
happened?
See all right out of the right eye?
Yeah, that's all that counts.
Yeah, I see a little bit on the right line, but I had to take the drops two times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's, sorry
right,
I missed
well,
your interview
well, right?
on Friday, huh? Because I had well, eye surgery.
Back with us.
Yeah, we're happy that you're back with us.
Yeah, so you missed me for 2 weeks?
Yeah, we were
yeah,
actually
we
worried
missed
about
you.
You a little. We miss you as well.
Yeah, I know. You're waiting for me to call you on a Friday night now.
Yeah.
That's it.
You're part of the show.
And we want you. We need you to advertise Friday
yeah,
night.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
I owed it off to you, for YouTube guys.
Well, we did. Frank did a 1-1-2 when you didn't show up, so he acted like you one night.
I did a Louis imitation.
Yes, he did. You had to hear it.
You did not. Get out of here.
Yes, he did. Yes, he
did.
Yeah, you're funny, Frank. I'm
really
telling you.
He really did. He really did.
What did you do on Frank, let me ask you a question. What did you do me on a Friday? What did you do? My Rosanna.
Yeah,
Rosanna.
No, I did that too. But
he did, I swear.
I did it on I did it on Tuesday.
Yeah.
I made
believe
I was you announcing Friday.
The show. Right.
Right, okay. Yeah, that's right. And, that's right. I was feeling much better pretty soon, you know what I mean?
That's good.
And
that's
I better
good.
Watch out for the swab. I got to look out for that one.
That's it. Hey, listen, you got to wear a patch over your eye. You look like Long John Silver.
No, I got the not the eye patch, but the protector. I got it in my lamp in the room.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right.
You're supposed to wear the protector for how long?
I don't use it lately. I just take it off the eye. You know, I had to take the drops AM and NPM.
Okay.
You to sleep, Lou?
Yeah, in a hospital, yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
I
saw the female hospital doctors.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, you must have liked that.
Yeah. I'll be feeling better soon, Frank.
Oh.
Yeah. You're going to be on this
we'll
Friday?
Listen for you.
I'll keep trying.
Okay. We don't want you to stay
so
now.
So, Suzanne, you missed me since 2 weeks?
Oh, you know we missed you, both of us, both me and Frank.
Due to my eye.
Yeah.
Eye surgery on the right eye.
Yeah.
I'll be feeling better soon. I have to be patient till my eyes get better.
Yeah, you have to. Especially when you have surgery,
okay.
You got to be really gentle.
All right. So you want to
tell
people about Friday's show?
Okay, listen to this. Keep watching this Friday. I'm sorry I miss you guys on the Rosanna Dana talk on the Follicks. I couldn't call you because I had an eye surgery on the right eye. You know what I mean? I'll be feeling better. It takes time to heal
up. Now you look like a gangster.
And I feel much better.
Yeah.
And Buffy Costello, beware for the cotton swab. Beware for that.
Uh-oh. What is
that? I'll tickle your feather bone.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
All right.
Frank
Louis
and Suzanne, glad I'm surprised you tonight because I missed your phone call past 2 weeks since my eye surgery.
Oh, yeah. It's nice you surprised us.
Hey, Frank, I'll be feeling better. I'll try to call you. I watch a ball game on the TV and wrestling, and I'll call you by 8:30. All right? I'll try to make it.
Okay.
Good.
We'll see you hopefully
good,
on
Lou.
Friday. Okay?
Okay. I miss you guys.
We miss you, too.
Yeah, I love you.
All right. Get well.
Too, get well.
Take a lot of vitamin C.
Yeah.
Vitamin C or love drops blended into it.
There you
go.
Now you got it.
Okay. Take care,
Suzanne.
Anything with
a little love, it makes you feel better, right?
I'll be feeling better.
Aww.
All right.
Okay,
we'll catch
Lou.
You.
We'll catch you.
On Friday.
Okay. Take care.
Yeah,
bye-bye. I love you.
Take care, Lou.
Open mic 213-816-1650. You want to call in and... good to have Louis back with his cuckoo-ness.
we gotta
wind him up a little bit, but we'll do that.
Yeah.
Imagine you have to wind up Louis and let him.
Imagine
Louis.
He'll do it.
You had to wind him up and then let him go. Really?
You don't know.
That'd be
interesting. That would be.
A wind-up Louie in a sight doll.
Uh-oh.
Put a hat on him, says in a sight.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Wind him up.
And if you wind him up
all
too
right,
much,
let's
what
see.
We have Maureen.
Tomorrow night's show, How to Beat the Nursing Homes. I'll tell you about that.
Oh, yeah.
Thursday night, what the ADA should be like. Friday night, the funnies.
Another fun one.
All right, and this is open mic. All right, we got anybody else on the line?
Yes, we do. Maureen.
All right, we're going to get Maureen's call from Queens.
And here's
New York.
Hi, Maureen.
Hi, guys.
Live.
Hi.
How you doing? Soon she'll be from Westchester, I think.
Wait, who said it again, Susan?
I said soon you'll be from Westchester.
Oh, soon, yeah.
New York.
No. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully everything goes quick and well and everything. It's been a long, hard battle, that's for sure.
Oh,
you
know?
You got the speakerphone on?
No, I don't.
Oh, that's weird.
Is that any better?
Right. Get a little closer to the phone.
Is this better?
A little.
Slightly.
Yeah, just a little. It's like it's far away. I don't know.
How about now?
Oh, that is
yeah,
better.
That's better.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know. These phones. I have two phones and neither one works that good.
We were talking about the phones today, Frank and I, and we totally agreed that they're acting weird.
Oh, yeah, I think everybody says, you know, it just seems like things are just
off.
Yeah. Yeah, going screwy.
Yeah. How many phones were you through? I was with
the
phone.
Let the guests talk.
Sorry, I just gave
Maureen
many phones.
Oh, I was going to say that it was good to hear from Louie, and hopefully his eye gets better real fast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, Frank, I just want to make one thing clear about the Social Security thing. It's not that you're beating the Social Security, because you have to give them the whole thing. It's just you can be your own payee if they want you to do that.
Well, if you claim, well, we're going to talk about it tomorrow night, but if you claim hardship, you know, you shouldn't have to give them
the whole thing. I don't know anything about that. What they did last year was, I don't know anything about hardship. I just, you know, they, instead of them direct depositing it, she became her own payee, and it goes to the bank, and then I have to go get it out and bring it to the nursing home. So, you know, so, but, you know,
if you're going to sign something, you know, why not sign something that says, you know, I'm claiming hardship. I can only give you so much a month.
Yeah, well, I don't know. That's not what this is about. You know, should they get her full Social Security?
Well,
anyway,
I know,
just
but I mean, that's what people should do. They should take a stand.
Yeah.
Not give the damn place all their money. Because look what's happening now. You need money now. You're going to move.
Yeah.
You can't depend on these programs. Programs are horrible.
You know what bothers me more? Is the programs that are set aside for these type of problems are not even helping. That bothers me even more, Frank, to tell you the truth. Like, what's the name of the program, Open Doors? They're not even doing anything. They took my mom's. I'm waiting
they
for them.
They can't do
to
anything.
Call.
The state
yeah, I know.
Prohibits them. They got to follow the state. Otherwise,
well, I'm waiting for them
they
to
take
call
their
me
money away.
And say, you know, oh.
They can't do a damn
we
thing.
We know. You know, I'm hoping that they will call me because that will be the day that I will say my mom is deceased. You don't
I
have
would
to
call
help me
them.
Anymore.
I wouldn't wait for them to call you. Call them and tell them. Where's the money that my mom was supposed to get? You know, just pay for her funeral, at least.
Yeah.
You
used her
to collect to get the damn money.
Yeah. Yeah. They should.
You got to stop being afraid of everybody, man.
Well, I'm not afraid.
Kick their ass.
I wanted to tell them. What? Yeah, it's my mom's money that they never gave her.
Damn right. They never did a damn thing for her.
I'm not afraid of that. I was just waiting until they called me, but they haven't. So you're probably right.
I wouldn't. They're not going to call you. Why would they call you?
No.
What are they going to tell you?
Well, they don't know that she passed.
Well, they
really
should
don't.
Know.
They should, yeah. I was sort
they
of waiting
know.
And hoping.
They were involved,
you know?
Weren't they?
Yeah.
Maureen, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I was just listening to both.
Because we just about lost you. You're very low.
Very.
Still again?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you. I don't know.
You faded way out. Maureen, hang up and dial back in.
Yeah, I'll get you when you come in. All right.
Maybe I'll try the other phone. Maybe the other phone is better. I'll call on the other one.
Dial back in.
If you see a 347 number, Suzanne,
I know what
to do.
We'll just take the call. It doesn't matter what the number
is. We'll take it. We'll take it.
Okay. All right.
All right. In a sight.
Okay.
All right.
And, yeah, you know, people got to start standing up to these damn people, man. Otherwise, we're not going to get anywhere. I'll tell you.
I know.
You know, I would demand that damn money. At least pay for my mother's funeral. You didn't do a damn thing for her when she was in the nursing home.
They're going to say, we can't do that. Did I say that right? How they say it. They always say things like that. We can't do that. That's not how the program works. Sorry.
Well, why not? The money was there.
I know. My mom
what are they
going
to do? And I'd say to them, what are you going to do with that money that was supposed to go to her?
Nah.
Let them give
nothing.
You an answer.
Yeah.
No, they got to do something with it.
They got to do something with it. That's right. They're going to give it to another person.
Give you an
that's
answer.
What they're going to say. Yeah.
You know?
Or it doesn't work that way. It should work that way. Here's Maureen coming in.
Tell them then let's change it.
Yeah, we should.
I got them. I'm back.
Yeah.
Is this better?
Yeah, much.
Is this a little better?
Yeah.
A little better, yeah.
This one ain't any good either?
Oh. Sound like
no,
you're in the bathroom.
Better.
I am, actually. I'm in the office.
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, you're echoing.
Come out of the office. Go to another room. Let's see if we get a better reception.
I'm always in the office when I call. You know, it's back to the nursing home days. I don't know. Sometimes the radio goes a little funny, too. Maybe this is better?
Yeah, that's
yeah, a lot
better.
You're not echoing as much.
Okay. All right, I'm in the kitchen now, so. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. What were we saying before that?
Yeah. No, I was saying that they just, you know, they don't care. I mean, I just have...
Agencies. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not, you know, I'm going to say what I have to say because it's gotten too out of hand. They have to know that this has got to change, period.
Mm.
You know,
well, how many
people
here's another question.
Yeah.
How many people have passed away while waiting for this
program? Exactly.
And
they
keep the money. What do they do with that money?
I'd like to know.
Yeah. I mean, I have to keep calling people myself to see what the next step is and what to do next. And, you know, so, I mean, I have no idea what, you know what I mean, what comes next, what the next procedure is, you know.
People aren't privy to what goes on in the background. You have to apply to three different programs to get somebody out of a nursing home. And then, in addition, you have to change their Medicaid to community Medicaid. Right.
Yes.
So it's a real hassle.
Who does that? Who does the community?
The social worker.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So you have to, you have to wait until the social worker gets that started. And a lot of the times, if they have a Medicaid person, which they had in the nursing home that I was at, which I was lucky, that person used to formerly work at Medicaid. So what they do is they go on certain days that they were familiar that they did only that. You know, they changed things over that particular day. They knew what to do. But if they didn't, then it was
all
revealed.
Because the money is not in the name of the person who needs the help.
Exactly.
That would solve
exactly.
the whole problem.
Right. It would.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They've
it
got
sure
this
is.
Money spread all over the damn place.
It is.
One somebody
mm-hmm.
working in the nursing home, the other one at the
independent
living, another one for housing. Another, what the hell kind of crap is this? All these
well,
people
it,
are making money,
and
the person, and
the person,
the party, most of the parties pass away before they see
they
the results.
Right.
Exactly.
Well,
I mean,
right.
last year they wanted her PRI, so I said, you know, about the PRI, this, I said it the other day. Oh, no, that's for the housing. How is that for the housing? The PRI is your diagnosis. Shouldn't that be for, like, the
yes.
medical part?
And you know what? Do you know how long that takes to complete? Not long at all if you have somebody who's really knowledgeable about it in the nursing home
oh, yeah, well,
to get it done.
I mean, they want
Maureen,
to get it yes, yes.
Maureen, explain what,
yes.
what PRI, people don't know what that is.
I don't know what the letters exactly stand for, but it's like your diagnosis. It's like what condition you
oh.
have and
yeah.
how they
all
would
the
treat
conditions.
It, you know. Yeah, how they would treat it. It's the medical, you know, describing
yeah.
everything that you have. You
yeah.
know,
medical jargon.
Yeah, but the one time is, right. oh, that's the housing. How is that the housing part?
yeah.
You know? So
yeah.
it's sometimes my head, sometimes the more I speak to them, the more I get confused. you know, really, because...
And where's the American Disability Act in all of this?
Oh, it's non-existent. that's how I think. It has, there's
doesn't
no
the same thing.
Existence. Yeah, there's no existence of it, in my
that's
opinion.
That's why I said they're invisible. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they really are. We
yeah,
are,
when
too.
When she didn't have any possible housing prospects, why would they ask her for this PRI now when... We got something. I don't care about the PRI, you know?
yeah.
So now they're going to evaluate her, which I'm told, you know, should happen pretty right away, and we go
yeah,
fast so. Then. But the way we're going, it's like a snail's pace, you know? So it's really
it is
because,
right now.
You know, you got now, I have to find out about the furniture and all that. The one girl's going to work on the EBT and all that stuff. And
yeah.
But I have to keep bringing stuff up to them, you know?
EET, what is that?
The food stamps.
Boy.
The EBT.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. yeah. So, so you know, one part that does all that kind of stuff, you know, that we'll need. And, it's just trying to organize everything, and then I'm trying to organize trips with Accessoride and the Westchester Transit. It's just like, you know?
Yeah.
Just so much to do, you know? I'm only one person and trying to get
yeah.
it all accomplished and, you know, I have just so much to do. And the lease was 43 pages.
oh, my God. That's
yeah, 40, I mean... Looked like the Magna Carta when it came or something.
right. Oh, my God.
I mean, 43 pages. And a lot of it was just redundancy, you know, like they'd have
yeah.
a thing and then they'd explain it more. And but, oh, my God. My roommate's great. He just went over everything. He read the whole thing and then he had me sign where I had. It's all, you know, so I just hope everything works out for everybody, you know.
A lease that you can't even read.
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I can't read mine either.
No, I can't read mine.
And they want you to pay for that.
How much did I pay for it?
No, I said they want you to
pay
for it. You can't even read it.
Something and you can't even read
oh.
it. Yeah. I have a
yeah,
lease.
Yeah, I just made it.
I have a lease and I can't read it. And it's my mother-in-law.
well,
<You know.
laughs> are they 43 pages long?
Yeah, no, it's a short lease, thank God. You know, the short form? We went and we got it, a short form lease.
oh,
you know?
Yeah, so, but thank God for him, because what would I have
yeah.
done? Who's going to sit and read 43 pages?
No, nobody's going to, you know.
Wow, he's really, really a good guy, you know, and
yeah.
he's been very helpful, you know, so I just hope.
You know, and both of you have been sticking up. For each other and helping each other. That's good.
Yeah, that's right, you know, getting through the pandemic and everything. And so I just hope we can work something out so everybody's happy.
I think you guys will.
So I go Thursday, and hopefully everything works out.
I think it will. I hope so.
All
right, in a sight, you know, if you need our help, you let us know.
All the time. We're here.
You know, I'd be very, I have no faith in these evaluations, by the way.
I know.
Well, the fiasco.
You know what they do, Frank? They come in and they set,
I know what they
like,
do.
Guidelines. That
what they don't
that,
do.
Exactly. They set up the guidelines, and then by the next time they come in, basically you have to meet those guidelines. And that's really, you know, you have to tell them if you can't afford it. Okay, that's very
important. You can't
afford,
wait a minute, you can't afford what?
With the recommendations, so they could apply for stuff and get stuff for you and tell them right away and tell them what, you know, and say, hey, listen, you know, this is what we had to do and get, we had to go through a process.
How can
get,
you afford it? They took all your money.
Yeah.
What would
kind
it be?
Kind of freaking morons are they?
Yeah.
What would it be
for? Of course
you
can't afford it.
No, like.
They took all
like
your damn money.
I know. But you know what it would be like?
That's a damn insult, man. That's an evaluation. That's an insult.
Well,
what
kind
of
insult?
No, they'll get special wheelchairs for her. Then that they would have to go to get, you know, they would have to do that. If it was like, say, a special wheelchair.
Yeah, well, that's wheelchair. Through the Medicaid, right?
Isn't that through the Medicaid? Yes.
Because I asked them that specifically today, too, so they said yes again. You know, it's all Medicaid paper.
They would.
Well, they know that people can't afford it because they took all their damn money.
Right.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
You know? Mm-hmm. Well, there's nothing.
It's another,
now,
you know what it is? It's another ploy to collect money from the federal government because the person is disabled. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Oh, we did the evaluation. Okay, send them the $15,000 for it.
To actually, you know, take your money for another evaluation to go in and do the housing stuff. They don't really technically have to go in there and do the housing stuff, but they are liable for the stuff that happens inside of there. You know, so
What housing stuff would that be?
That would be like the stuff that pertains to, like, the equipment that happens there. That's what they're liable to, you know?
Well, they have the bars on the, you know, walls and everything, the accessible, you know, bathroom. It's not a walk-in shower, but it's accessible,
It's good. But you have to maybe get a Hoyer lift. I'm giving you examples, you know?
Yeah, well, she has to get the Hoyer lift, the bed, and the wheelchair.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's through Medicaid and all the other stuff she might need, you know.
How long is that going to take?
Takes a while sometimes. Sometimes.
Where's she
going to
sleep
in
the meantime?
Yeah.
Hmm. Sleep out in the hall. What do you mean out in the hall?
Yeah, how long might it take?
I'm sorry?
Suzanne, you said sometimes it takes.
It takes a long while sometimes. Sometimes it doesn't. It depends on the people who if they're advanced DME, meaning durable medical equipment provider, and they're good at what they do, they get it to you faster. But if they're people who just got in the business, they're not so good, blah, 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 you know the story. I don't have to even tell you any more about that. Then you won't get
what
it.
What a horrible system. Where does the person sleep in the meantime?
They're going to get her stuff.
They'll keep you in the nursing home until you get your equipment. That's how it works.
Oh, they're going to keep her in there.
Yeah,
but we
need her part of the rent.
That's
they
how
can't
see what
her
happens
in the nursing
home. It's set up to trap people.
To make you fail. Right. But just don't think of it that way.
Freaking set up to trap people.
Don't think of it that way. You ask a lot of questions, okay? And make sure if you need us, need me especially, call me, please, all right? I will ask some questions, and I will ask also what happens if she doesn't have certain equipment that she needs. Also, how when will this be delivered? Will it be delivered? Right when she's entering the door, will this be delivered? That's what I know. You got to ask those questions.
All because the money's not in the person's name.
Yep.
The money was in the person's name. It would be delivered the same day.
Yeah.
All because they should just leave people in their homes originally where they're happy.
That's right. That's so right. Yeah.
This is the system world that we have to deal with.
And nobody
uses
else really has to deal with it.
It uses us.
Yeah.
You can be damn sure they get their money.
Oh, yeah.
You know about Maximus, Suzanne? Well, I can call you.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Did you ever hear Maximus?
I heard of Maximus, but I don't know if they're good or bad. I just heard of them.
Well, they don't do Long Island, maybe, I guess.
I don't know. I just heard of them, that's all. Yeah, I'm
and
sorry.
Who are they exactly? They're the people you deal with for the equipment? Or the evaluation? I've lost track.
I don't know. I don't know. I heard of them, but I don't really know their... They might be a one-stop shop, even, where you have the equipment, the actual, the aids, all of that. Some of them do that now lately, and it's really, you know...
Really?
Yeah.
Well. Let's hope we get everything in order soon, because...
We're going to go on with the open mic, Maureen.
Yeah, okay, guys. All right.
Thank you for calling in, and we're with you. I wish we had the damn money.
Uh-huh.
We'd pay for everything and stick these people right in their ass. Believe me.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Excuse me, Maureen.
All right, thanks. Thanks, both of you. I appreciate it, and so does my mom.
Let us know if you have any problems.
Oh, okay. They put a picture. You know, they made copies of, you know, Michelle and her mom. I've talked about her. And, well, maybe not her mom, but they made copies of the pictures we took that day. And somebody from Recreation hung one up on her bulletin board. So she's very happy with that.
Aw.
It's of me.
That
is
cute.
Me, so. Yeah.
That is very cute.
Aw. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm
all right.
About
in a sight.
Yeah.
Open mic and
all right,
don't forget we're on
you're welcome.
Television tomorrow night.
Take care.
11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, Channel 3 on the Spirit, 1997. Tomorrow night 11 o'clock. And Thursday night Altice, 7:30, Channel 20 on the got the reruns. We got the approval today for the space to do our YouTube. So we're a step closer.
Yay.
So we're going to line up the cameras, and we're going to get the action, and we're going to get that YouTube show going.
Nah.
And we're going to blast the hell out of these nursing homes. You better believe it.
Oh, yeah. In the honor
all right,
of,
in a sight.
Of our moms. All of our moms.
Shows you, world, what we have to put up with, because this system is outdated, archaic, and downright evil in a lot of ways. You know. Now, if you're listening to Maureen and millions more in the same category, you know, now they leave the person in the nursing home, you know what that means? They're going to demand money. You got to pay for that.
Well, that's if they you don't get on that case about all the stuff. Right now, when she speaks
even if
to
you
them,
do,
she has to know. No, she has
you
to
don't
know
control
the
it.
Times and stuff and when these things are going to come to her. She has to, you know.
Yeah, if they tell you.
They might not. But she has
they
to,
tell you.
You know, try at least, you know.
You know, in the meantime, they're going to try to get more money out of the party.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to let you stay there for free. They don't give a damn. You know, see, this is what happens when you have an abnormal system with a situation where a person loses their dwelling, loses their money, all because there's no damn enforcement of a half-assed law, Americans Disability Act. That law should protect us. I'm not saying that the nursing home shouldn't get paid.
No,
I'm saying they should get paid from a different source.
Oh, yeah.
Not the person who wants to wake up one day and say, hey, I'm going home. And not
mm-hmm.
have to go through this whole damn thing.
Exactly.
You know? I mean, how many people in this situation had all this equipment and lost it because of these son of a bitchin' devil places. And
my
that's
mom.
All, that's the only way I can describe them.
My mom. She had it all. She
yeah, that's one
per
and millions more.
Yeah.
So now you got to start all over again.
Mm-hmm. And furniture and everything. They took everything, Frank. Everything. Yep.
And where's the guarantee that the person will never go into a nursing home again?
I didn't see that.
Where is that?
Not there.
What the hell good is the independent living people if they can't provide that? Why don't they have a fund for that? Somebody out there, donate it to Inner Sight, and we'll do it.
Yeah.
We will do it. We'll do it to as many people as we can. We're not out to save the world. We're out to save whoever we can. But give us the means to do it.
Yeah.
You give me the budget of every independent living center in this country, and in the next 4 years, a presidential term, 4 years, I will change, Inner Sight will change this system. Guaranteed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Guaranteed. Because they'll listen to the damn money.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it works. The money. And that's the bottom line. Look at the situation here with one person trying to get her out. If things go wrong, they're going to lose the damn apartment because they won't have the money to pay it. What a horror story. Shouldn't be, world. Shouldn't be. The money's there. How dare you take our money? How dare all these people get paid big-ass salaries when the person can't get help?
That's right.
That's a wrong. The person should
That's
come first.
That's a big wrong. Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, we'll be with you tomorrow night, and we'll tell you about these, what our idea, and hope that some people will do it, about how to beat these nursing homes. Inner Sight, all right, means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. I want to thank all our listeners. Louie, welcome back, Louie.
Yeah.
Suzanne, co-host, engineer. And we'll be with you tomorrow night, 8 to 9. Tune in and hear what we have to say about these nursing homes and how you can beat them at their own game. It all depends on people taking a stand.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. Inner Sight around the world means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Goodbye, world.
Goodbye,
Inner
everyone.
Sight, thank you. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.